Okay, so state your name.
My name is David Paul Strohecker.
Are you a tattoo artist?
I am not a tattoo artist. I am a UMD graduate student.
Oh, okay. So what got you into working this booth about
Well, me and my colleague here, William Yagatich, both did our master's thesis on the popularization of tattooing for the sociology department here. So we haven't had any representatives from the sociology department at Maryland Day in several years. So our department head was approached and asked whether or not we had anybody who might be interested, and they gave them my name and said that I had some interesting research on tattooing. And I told them that I would put a booth together about tattooing and sort of act as an information booth or a resource for students maybe who are thinking about getting tattooed, but also just, I guess, the regular public.
Okay. So what are the basic things you should know before you get a tattoo?
Basic things you should know. Well,
you should know what a good artist is.
I don't know if you got that, but yeah, you should do your research and sort of learn what a good artist is, because, you know, it takes time to develop the eye for what a good tattoo looks like and what a bad tattoo looks like. So give yourself time and look at tattoos, look at a lot of tattoo photos, spend time on the internet. The internet is awash with tattoo images. Find out who these artists are that are making the good tattoos that you like, that you see, and find out where they work. See if they're doing any conventions in the area. Contact them by email and ask them to maybe do a tattoo for you sometime. And that's really the best way to go about doing it. Avoid impulsive tattoo decisions. Not that that's necessarily bad, but unless you are an avid collector and you're into impulsive tattoos, which a lot of collectors are because they're covering their bodies, and a little tattoo is a nice little memory sometimes. But if you're getting a first or a second or a third tattoo, you know, just getting into body modification, it's probably not a good idea to be impulsive. So take your time and think about what you want. One more very important advice, I guess, that I could say we learned from our research is, as a client, you need to respect the artist as an artist as well, right? They are not just a service person. They're not just there to create whatever you want for you. They also want to create art that they're proud of. And if you can allow the tattoo artist to have a little bit of creative control, you will probably get a much better tattoo, because they will be more invested in the tattoo. They'll be more creative.